98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Friday
morning.
I don't know what you're down about. You're
going
on holidays now.
You caught me at the wrong. We've stuff and meetings and everything to do. It's the worst part of the last day of your work before you go on holidays is all that stuff you have to do before you go.
Oh, like, yeah. So, like, we're off air, but we've loads to do.
No, sure. As soon as the show ends, we go home.
Yeah.
Everybody says. I've written down a few things I need to do.
Okay.
I need to check in.
Mm-hmm.
And I also need to get a car. Rent a car. Oh my God, that took a long time.
Have you looked at prices yet?
No. You know, Skyscanner, not an ad, but Skyscanner,
yeah.
They also do taxis now. Or not taxis, car rental.
So oh, okay.
You can do the same thing. I really like Skyscanner, and I wonder who owns it, because there's no ads on it, but it's really good at what it does, and that always freaks me out. Like WhatsApp. It's owned by Facebook.
Yeah, but the value of those companies comes down to the amount of users.
Yeah, I get that.
So, like, that's data.
Nah, what?
Yeah.
They sell your data. Is that how they make the money?
Possibly.
Actually, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, we're not saying that just in case they sue us.
Yeah.
But that would make sense because you do have to upload all your stuff and very good. Because I've noticed what I'll do, right, is, here's a little tip for you. When you're booking something, you go on a package holiday and you look at, like, what you'll get for the package holiday. Then just use that information and Google it separately yourself. Take out the package, whoever it is that's organising that package part.
The travel agent.
Yeah, take that out and you'll save a good couple of hundred.
Couple of hundred?
Yeah, defo, yeah, yeah. Now, you won't have the luxuries like, you know, it's not necessarily really easy. You know, you don't just go and someone organises the bus for you and everything. But you will save a couple hundred.
And, does that cover travel insurances and everything? Or
what's that?
Yeah, no,
Luke. Never gotten travel insurance in the 30 years I've alive. 30.
And have you got a European health card? So just say.
Oh, I know, just say.
Just say you're walking down, like they like to sweep the streets. Just say you trip over a sweeping brush, yeah?
Yeah.
And you fall flat down your face, yeah. You're knocked out, you're missing four teeth. Then the ambulances come to you and then they're like, who are you going to pay the most to take us away? Because that happens in some places. And
what?
Yeah, it's mad. And so you've got the fee of the ambulance to get to the hospital. Then you've got your hospital and the operation costs, your overnight fees in the hospital.
Has that happened to you?
No.
Ah.
But so
you're not raging?
No.
You spent all this money and so far you've never...
No, I haven't spent anything. The European health card, it's like a medical card here.
It's free.
But you get it. You just fill it out and you get it.
Is it free?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sounds like a spawn.
It means you're covered.
Hashtag ad. Nah. Coming out of Cooper here.
No.
Jack and Jones, is it? Yeah, well, look, I think what is going to happen to me, which is what my dad has said to me all my life, is that it's going to have to happen to you first and then you learn, as opposed to some wise old person saying, better do this.
It's like somebody getting an alarm after they've been broken into.
Yeah, 100%, yeah. I've been broken into twice. Still don't lock my door. Should. A lot of people have been breaking into the houses around my area. I was talking to the neighbour, she was like, Jesus, yeah. It's good that we're in here because we all know each other, but see over there, they were robbed. See over there, across the road, two of them robbed. They caught one of them and they didn't rob it in like early hours in the morning or late at night. It was 2 o'clock in the day.
Yeah.
Who the hell robs a gaff at 2 o'clock
in the
day?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of that going on like in the afternoon.
But would you not see them?
No, see what happens is the robbers, they scope out the area and they watch people's patterns of the times they leave to go to the school run and do this, that and the other. And they'll keep a diary of it every day. They'll just keep an eye in different areas, and then when they see that it's people of habit, will be like going to do a school run. They're back at that time, and then they'll be like, "There's no one coming here. In we go."
Stop.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you are a creature of habit, aren't you? Well, I don't. Yeah. Oh crap! Now I'm worried.
You've left the door open, the immersion's on, and your packed suitcases in the hall.
Anyway, I'm off.
Yeah. Enjoy your holidays.
I will.
Enjoy Game of Thrones. Enjoy the cast.
God, yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna get a nap before this.
You'll get a nap.
We'll
get this meeting done, we'll get a nap.
Okay, right,
great. All right, go on, subscribe.
Enjoy. 98 FM's
Big Breakfast.
Wild Tube making me dance on 98 FM at 6:13 Friday morning. This is the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. How are you?
Meditation.
Oh yeah.
Wellness. Mental health. Buzzwords of 2020. No. I realised that I actually do a lot of meditation. So, weirdly enough, when I thought of meditation, I was like, oh yeah, you sit in a cross-legged position and you go hum and all that stuff. And like you listening, I was like, stupid. But I realised, actually, I was totally wrong. I've been meditating for many years now. I just didn't know it. So, if you look at what meditation is, it's concentrating the mind on a mundane task so that you can focus it, and it sort of helps you process some of the information in the real world, like bills and stuff like that. Okay. Do I have any milk? So that's all the worries of the world come in on. And, but I realised that when I was racing in my car in Mondello and stuff, and I was thinking about what gear I was in and who's the guy behind me going to try and get me here, or what about the guy in front? Is he going to, maybe if I cut across him there? All those little segues and all those little forks in the road were meditation. It was concentrating the brain on a mundane task, for instance, moving a gear up or down. And I was not thinking about how much milk I had in the fridge or, you know, how's my mom doing? Isn't that mad?
That is crazy.
So my new meditation,
go on,
because I'm not racing this year, is playing really, really, really nerdy laptop-y real-time strategy games on my laptop. So these are things where you, like, you literally have a million things to deal with in the Roman Empire, and it's all nerdy stuff. And if anybody saw me, they were like, nerd! And I love it.
You're not really going on holidays, are you? Because I know for a fact that there's a Warcraft competition on this weekend in Scotland.
That's taken further now. I'm not a nerd.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Give me some bit of Jesus.
So technically, everyone in Ireland has been meditating all their lives since they've been spoken to by their mother, and that is the concentration of remember to switch off the immersion. 98 FM's Jonas Blue with new artist Teresa Rex on 98 FM. What I like about ya.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? I like it a lot. Now, I don't want you to freak out, Luke, all right? But I wanted to catch up and just bring myself up to speed. And I realised last night, after watching 2.5 hours of a TV show on Now TV, it's on Sky Atlantic, and it's Game of Thrones. What is it called again? The Story So Far. And I'm like, I've actually seen more than I realised.
Hang on, what's the story? What's the story so far?
So basically, it's a condensed of the last 7 seasons. And they talk you through it. No, hang on a second. They talk you through it. Don't get too OTT about it, yeah?
Who talked you through it? Some narrator? A narrator?
Yeah, Sue.
Oh my God.
Sue does a big Game of Thrones song. And I realised I've actually seen more Game of Thrones than I thought I did. Because I've been sitting watching it with Lisa for the last couple of years, and just passively, and I'm like, oh my God, I pretty much know most of what's going on.
Even worse. It's even worse that you have watched it and you haven't remembered.
Yeah.
It's worse than you haven't watched it.
But I'm going to compare it to something.
Oh,
and you might agree with me, and I'm going to compare it to one of my favourite movies from the 90s, and that is Boys in the Hood. And Ice Cube sang about what it was like to live in said central. And these rules apply to Game of Thrones. Number one. So get yourself a gun, which would be an army, a sword, a dragon per se. So that is rule number one. Make sure that you've armed yourself and you have the backing of the people so you can survive in not only South Central, but Westeros. Rule number two. Rule number two, don't trust nobody. Don't trust nobody. That's the rule of Game of Thrones. Am I right?
Yeah, a lot of people get backstabbed and stuff.
Yeah, especially Littlefinger, you know, his tiny.
He literally did get backstabbed.
Yeah, yeah. Rule number three. Rule number three, don't get caught up. So mind your own business and you might survive. Like, don't get caught up in other like, if it's not your business, if it's not your family or village, don't get caught up.
I'm just going to stop you there for just 2 seconds. I know you probably have a plethora of more clips.
One more.
Do you want to keep? Okay, go on.
Yeah, one more. Don't take your life for granted, because it's the craziest place on the planet. Don't take your life for granted. It's the craziest place on the planet.
Would that not be applied to anything? Like, literally anything.
I just thought that watching Game of Thrones reminded me of Boys in the Hood.
An odd individual, you know.
I'm right though, yeah?
No, not at all right.
It's Nelly, 98FM. Morning.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Sigrid, don't feel like crying on 98FM. It's just gone 25 to 7. It's the Big Breakfast.
Good morning. Quiz time. Yay. Suzanne in the building.
I don't believe your enthusiasm for one second, yeah, Luca Foylon.
I don't. I'm not enthused.
Cooper, how's your enthusiasm levels this morning?
Oh my God, Susan in the room!
Thank you. That's more like it. It is Friday. It is the week that was quiz.
Oh, yes.
So, of course, before you can leave the building, get all five questions right. Then you can go on your weekend break.
Excellent. So we could be out of here before seven.
Yeah, we're looking forward to not doing that. These questions every week, they range from the stupid to the bizarre.
Excuse me.
No, but like what? Come on, are they relevant?
Everything is relevant.
All right, good. All right.
And you should know all of this because it's been in the news.
Okay.
And you hear the news every half an hour.
Do I though?
Mm. It's on.
Yeah, I'm listening.
It's happening beside me. Okay, 087-798-9898. If you get all five questions right, I'll give you movie passes for IMC Cinemas.
Good morning, Peter.
Morning, Peter.
Oh, good morning. Long-time listener, loves the quizzes.
There you go.
First question. What was born at Dublin Zoo this week, and why haven't zookeepers given it a name? Question two. What made the news after being pictured for the first time ever this week?
Oh.
Appeals were made this week after what creature went missing in Kildare?
What? A creature went missing in Kildare?
Yeah. A creature went missing in Kildare?
Uh-huh.
Marty Morrissey. No.
Now he came back.
Sorry, Marty.
Fourth question. Which celeb revealed this week they are studying to become a lawyer?
See what I mean about the obscure Cooper? Like, who heard that? Like,
and finally, this happened yesterday. Julian Assange was arrested in London yesterday after living in which country's embassy?
Oh,
the last 7 years.
Yeah. Did you see him? He's getting carted out.
He looks like someone who's been living in the same place. Yeah,
7 years.
Somebody, please go get me a razor. It's all he said for the last 7 years.
Looks like Robinson Crusoe, doesn't he?
He does. Okay, well there you go. That's five bizarre questions from apparently this week. If you get all them right, one, you're better than me and Cooper, and two, you also win IMC movie passes, which is nice. Okay, how long do you have? Well, let's give it 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
It's Rihanna. What's my name on 98FM?
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Rihanna, what's my name? Moonana. It's 6:43 on the Big Breakfast on 98FM. Good morning.
If you've just woken up and you're like, oh, what's going on 98FM? We're at the end of like this quiz that we do every week where we give someone movie passes if they get all five questions right. It's helmed by Suze.
Yeah, and if you didn't hear the questions, you might just learn something from the answers now. You can talk about it later in the office.
Switch microphones there, Suzanne, will you? Because that's broken. Right, go move to your you're right there. Because I'd rather hear you. Do you know what I mean? You have a lovely voice sometimes. Much better.
Wow.
Suzanne.
Here we go.
Right.
All right. Our first question was, what was born at Dublin Zoo this week and why haven't zookeepers given it a name?
I have a baby gorilla and because the mum won't let go of the gorilla and we can't see its bits and pieces to see what sex it is.
That's absolutely right.
Stephen is with me here. Well, congratulations, other Stephen. But Stephen here says, is it an elephant?
No.
Ah, crap.
Stephen, you're out on the first post.
And I have an old gorilla with a little mammy. Won't let him see a bit.
Second question. What made the news after being pictured for the first time ever this week?
Black hole.
It was a black hole.
I was watching a thing online and there was cats that had never been seen before or pictured before. And that was that.
I wouldn't even mind, but Cooper showed me a picture of the black hole yesterday that he had photoshopped into another picture.
Did you?
It was for a meme.
You're weird. Other Stephen says a black hole.
Yes. Question three. Appeals were made this week after what creature went missing in Kildare?
It was the little doggy on the train.
Do you know it was?
No, it wasn't.
But that wasn't the answer I was looking for. What do you have?
It was, but it wasn't the answer.
Well, other Stephen has dog. Oh, are you one of them traps now, are you?
Yeah, I am, because there's actually two correct answers. Yeah, the dog did go missing this week.
So they're looking for the owners.
Yeah. But also, there was an owl that went missing, a deer-eating owl. And they were worried because the owl could could catch small children.
Well, technically, because we didn't talk about that, and we did talk about the dog, I think. The dog,
I'll give you a point for the dog.
He'll never shut up about it.
What did you say, Luke?
I said blank.
Oh. Very good.
Fourth question. Which celeb revealed this week they're studying to become a lawyer?
I'd like to hear Stephen's answer first.
Kanye West's wife.
Oh, I thought you were going to say her name, Kim Kardashian. Sorry.
It is Kim Kardashian.
Oh, no.
Yay, got in there before the buzzer.
So did Stephen. He said that. Well done, Steve.
And finally, Julian Assange was arrested in London yesterday after living in which country's embassy for the last 7 years?
I've said Peru, but I know I'm wrong. I have a funny feeling it's a Sash song, but I've said Peru already, so...
He's right, it is Ecuador.
Ecuador!
Yes. Ecuador!
And Stephen also got it right. Well done, Steve.
Well, Stephen got 4 out of 5.
I got 3.
Usually takes 5 out of 5 to get movie passes.
You're the meanest girl. Give him the passes.
All right. Hey.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Ava Max, Sweet But Psycho. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. It's 7:06.
I think we always slag people from Kildare because technically to anybody from Dublin, Kildare is the country. It's the middle of nowhere. They have a lot of fields.
Live in Kildare.
Yeah, but I'm literally on the border. Like, Lucan, like, there's parts of where I live that is in Dublin. So technically, I'm not out in the sticks.
What's worse than living in Kildare? Being in denial that you live there.
Yeah. Anyhoozle, they have a place called the Curragh. I don't know if you know. It's like this. It's like a scene from Lord of the Rings. It's this huge expanse of green, unchecked green. Lots of goats, rabbits, things like that. And, you know, it's lovely to drive through. It's not lovely when that stuff follows you home. And that's what happened to a woman in Kildare. it's in Drogheda. God's sake. Just her average day in Drogheda, according to Sophie Milner, who put it on her Snapchat. And then it was picked up by all of the news agencies. And what it is a woman being chased by a goat.
That's normal enough, yeah.
I love this. I love this so much. Okay, so she sees a goat. She goes out to investigate with a dog. And this happens.
Guys, there's loads of goats in my garden. I don't know where they came from. No, Monty, leave them alone. Look at him! He just... did you see that? He just jumped over the wall.
She legged it into her head. My apologies, my dyslexia said Drogheda, but it actually is Dunedin in Kildare. Does that happen to you? Because you live out in similar shticks.
Oh, yeah.
Does that happen a lot?
Yeah, you've just got to be careful what field you walk across, because you could come across, like, I've been chased by a bull before. That's not the laughable kind of situation you want to be in.
Leave him alone. Look at him! He just... did you see that? He just jumped over the wall.
She kind of sounds like a goat there. Oh, in a couple of minutes, we'll find out if you got the little strawberry song correct. The Keelings.
Here's Flo Rida and David Guetta. Club Can't Handle Me. It's 98FM. It's 7:09. You know I know.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. 5 questions. €500.
It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
Oh, yeah. Friday edition.
Yeah. Michelle, how's it going?
Good, good. How are you?
Yeah, all good. Thanks very much.
Congratulations. Let's give her congratulations first. She got through.
Yeah.
Yeah. First time.
It's not easy. Who are you playing with this morning?
I'm with my dad and my sister.
Oh. Hi, dad and sister.
Do you all work together?
No, we don't. No.
We had a person on who worked with their sister, and then like the day after, we had a person on who worked with their auntie. And since then, we're just completely convinced that everybody works together once they're in the same car. But apparently not.
No.
Do you know the rules?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, yeah. We play along every morning.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, cool.
Do you be shouting at the radio when people get easy questions wrong in your mind?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What was your favorite? Was a particular greedy guts that pop into your head when we say it?
Sorry?
Which is a particular greedy guts happening, because every time I'm talking about greedy guts with people, they say, oh yeah, do you remember that person who used the OK Google thing when you were speaking and you could hear it go, dee-dun, and then, oh, they got the question four wrong. That was my favourite one.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Five questions, €500. Get one wrong,
and you're gone.
€25.
Maybe, Michelle, in a couple of weeks when I ask another person on Greedy Guts, what was your favourite one? They'll say, oh, the one with Michelle with her dad and her sister that were in the car. You never know.
Ears open.
That case, she won €500. She was gas.
Off.
So, question one. John Delaney is the former CEO of what organisation?
Oh,
take your time.
Can I have a clue?
Yeah, it begins with F.
Oh, FAI.
Look, it's Friday, right? And you may all go mad, but she did say... There you go. My God.
We're not football people.
Oh, Michelle, either am I. That's the only reason I gave you that. That is your clue. Gone. That's you're gone now after this. Right?
Just remember just remember this moment that you're on and somebody said to you on the radio, who is the CEO? John Delaney is the CEO of what? And you went, football?
Maybe this is the one that people remember. Yeah, this is the one.
Sports stuff.
Sports things. Okay, you've got €25. Do you want to take that or move on to question two for 50?
No, I'll keep going.
All right.
€50.
Shaky start, but she's back in it now.
Mm-hmm.
Which of these storms hit Ireland in 2018? Storm Hamish, Storm Hector, or Storm Howard?
Storm Hector.
Hey, guys. Hector. Yeah, right. It was a very annoying storm, wasn't it? Went on for too long.
Kept breaking into Gaeilge as well.
Yeah.
I understand it.
Adequate name.
You got €50. Well done.
Wow.
Class.
Question three is worth €100. What you going to do?
I will go for it.
€100.
What is your dad and sister's name?
David and Tara.
David and Tara, have they been of any help?
Yeah, they have, yeah. Okay. I wouldn't ask them.
Maybe put them on instead, because you don't seem to do anything. I'm joking, you're doing brilliantly. Here we go. Question three is a bit of a... I suppose you would know this, Coop, would you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Your chosen field.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a clue. For €100, Michelle, what nationality is the music producer and DJ Tiësto? Quick.
Spanish.
Jacesto. He's Dutch.
Oh, Dutch.
Yeah.
Did you say Dutch?
Oh, God. Yeah, I love the way you were to your sister. Did you say Dutch? No? Oh, sorry. Oh, Michelle, I'm so sorry.
No worries.
But at least you got through. Maybe ask your dad the next time.
Yeah.
98 FM's Big Breakfast. The feeling can hold up. 8:38 on 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. That's Macklemore and Hollis. Luke, do you remember Hamish, the dog, from a couple of weeks ago? He was found on a train. He got on in Kildare and everybody fell in love with him. There was a big hunt for his owners. Remember him?
I do. He got it reunited
with his family, yeah. Well, Hamish, that little cute little puppy. I don't think that was his real name, but that's what Irish Rail called him. Well, there's another one.
Ah?
Yeah.
There's a sequel, is there?
Yeah, there's a sequel. Hamish 2, hashtag lost dog. Another little Jack Russell has gotten on and has been found and gotten his way to Houston Station. Now, somebody said that they saw him got off the Lewis on the red line. So
this is April Fool's, man.
It's not April Fool's. This dog has turned up. So are dogs taking the mic now that they're getting free travel and free treats? Like, to Houston Station of good treats? Or what's going on?
I think Hamish went back to the dog city and said, here, lads, if you're ever looking for something to do, if you're at a loose end, jump on one of them massive snake things and they bring you to where they give you food. So he spread the word that Dublin is open now for dogs.
So do you reckon there's going to be an influx of little...
Yeah.
Do you reckon it's just Jack Russells, though? Do you reckon it's
Is club? It only Jack Russells?
Yeah, it's two Jack Russells in a row. So, like, if it happens again in another couple of days, there's something up.
Yeah, it's a WhatsApp group. It's a Jack Russell WhatsApp group. Very obvious. I don't know why you're even quizzing me on this, Steve.
it's a ridiculous quiz. And so what happened in the end? You need to...
They haven't found the owner, so another furry friend has found his way to Houston Station. Please retweet so we can reunite him
with
his owner.
Did you get a little picture of him? Can we tweet this? Oh, let's retweet that, 98. Look, what's he got on his back? Is that... What's that?
A spot.
Oh, it's a person's hand. I thought it was a scarf.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Oh my God, Jesus!
What was that?
It hit off the microphone. What the hell? It's called This Is Pop Baby. Go to line one. Line one is Elaine. Hello, Elaine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm lovely.
Sorry, I'm sure you are. You seem very lovely at the moment. What is it says weekend plans. What's the weekend plans?
My friend Kenneth and I are going out tonight. We're going to pretend that we're young, hip and happening.
Oh, cool.
And we're going to an R&B night.
Right.
How 90s of you.
Yes. And you know, you ever see the show Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yes.
Yeah,
we're going to look like him and his wife.
So a WWF wrestler and someone who has an incredibly large chest. Incredible, that's cool.
Yeah,
and that's just dog.
Cool, Elaine. Well, this is going to be great. So, do you want to play the 9:15 Mystery Machine with us?
Yes, please.
All right. So it's called This Is Pop Baby. What the Mystery Machine has done is giving me, if I click here, 6 songs and turned them into nursery rhymes, and it's up to yourself and Cooper to try and figure out what is the actual song disguised as a nursery rhyme.
Very good.
Oh, okay.
All right, so best of luck.
Good, good.
Like I said, we're in the same boat as you. We're not entirely sure what's happening, but sure, look, this is good. All right, here's the first one.
Oh, Charlie Puth. It's been a long way.
Yeah, the one out of
Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Without you, my friend.
All right, that's one for Cooper. We'll give him a ding. There you go. All right, now you get it now, don't you, Elaine?
Yes.
Okay, best of luck with the second one. Boom.
Oh,
come on, what are you...
Shut up and...
Shut up and dance.
Yeah. Ready to go, Elaine.
That's right. Sounds like this. Oh, okay, one for one already. Elaine is getting into the groove, I can tell. How old are you, Elaine, if you're trying to be hip and happening?
34.
You're only a young one.
Yeah, that's only young.
Yeah.
You're still older than Luke, though.
Yeah. just about. Okay, let's keep going. Here's another one. Oh my God, come on, guys.
Is it Bruno Mars?
Yeah!
Very good.
Boo.
Sounds like this.
Boom. He's good, Elaine. He's good.
Make him get electric shock.
Make him get electric shock. They took that little thing away from me. I can't shock him anymore. Okay, number four. Here we go, Elaine. Crawl it back. Come on. Was it?
Adele.
Yes! It is Adele. It's Hello.
Yeah.
Hello from the other side.
She's doing well.
Yeah.
That's two for two.
It's 2-2.
Okay, we're going to run out of clips at this point. There's only two left. Here's number five is...
Oh, I know that one.
Oh, what is it then?
The song that I know.
Was it?
The song that I know.
Oh. Cooper is definitely going to catch it. Oh, come on.
Yes,
our dopes. It's Jonas Blue by... Oh, come on. Two for two.
Come on, Elaine.
Very similar, isn't it? It's actually... Very
yeah,
I actually genuinely thought they were all Kygo.
The last one. This is the decider, so if you're both two for two, here we go.
Oh, no, don't let him get it.
He's not going to get it, I don't think.
He's saying Dorothy.
Christina Aguilera.
Oh, Jesus. You're wrong, would you stop? Oh, for God's sake. But at least you get IMC movie passes because you were got on anyway. Fair play to you, Elaine.
Thanks for having me.
And have a great time at that R&B night.
Yeah, watch out for us. We'll be all over the Glamour magazine.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
I love it.
98 FM's. 98 FM's gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
All right, so Exposé, you know that show on Virgin Media?
Love it.
Lisa Cannon, she's a very, very nice lady. She's very excited to announce that she's going to be joining an extra TV show in the US. So she's going to be the Game of Thrones reporter. She's massive over
kidding.
There. Yeah, so she's going to be actually where I'm going up in Belfast tonight. But it's all as part of like an American TV show. So I'm delighted for her.
That's brilliant news. Well done, Lisa.
Love when Irish kind of celebrities, we'll call them, inverted commas, get to go over to America because then you're really making it, isn't it? England's too close.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's cheap to send you to England. To send you to America, you must have something. What do I mean? From that to something that, Cooper, you are about to salivate over. Oh, my days. Get ready for the theme song. Marvel's taking over the world. True Disney, because now Disney owns basically everything.
Including The Simpsons.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Deadpool, everything. And they're taking all their stuff off Netflix to create Disney Plus. So it's a streaming service, okay? And they had this big, big announcement of all of the stuff that they're going to have. And essentially, they're going to have everything you didn't think you wanted. So the likes of The Winter Soldier, that movie, that character, Bucky Barnes, he's getting his own spin-off. So is the likes of Scarlet Witch and Vision. So you want the Olsen sister, the other one. Her and your man from Iron Man, they're getting a spin-off.
There's a Boba Fett spin-off as well.
Boba Fett,
Star Wars.
He's getting his own one. That's called Mandalorian.
Yeah.
That's called. So that's just a few of them, Cooper. Loki's getting one as well. They're all getting spin-off series.
Heard it's going to be about £7 a month.
Is that a lot?
Well, it's in around the introduction fee that it was for Netflix.
So you got to pay for two now.
So now there's two.
I'm okay with that. I ain't mad at that. And finally, The Sopranos, possibly one of the best American TV shows of that era. They've changed a lot now. Don't think The Sopranos would do well now because people have no attention span. But there's been some pictures released of what is quite interesting. The prequel. Pretty cool. It's pretty cool because they're using James Gandolfini, who sadly passed away, who played Tony Soprano. He's using his son to play a young Tony Soprano.
But his son in real life, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Sorry, he looks, there's a bit of him. He literally, you know, it's set back in like the 60s.
Amazing.
So it's all denim on denim. But my God, I cannot wait to see, does he breed like his dad?
How does that sound?
FM's.
Coldplay, every teardrop is a waterfall.
Tune.
Boom. It's 9:38. This is the Big Breakfast. Good morning.
Happy Friday. So if you listen to the show, you know about now, you're about to hear the sultry sounds of a producer called Suzanne Brennan. You should look her up on Instagram.
Don't.
Scary photos.
You get an insight into my weekend.
It's always Cats and Paddy, her fella.
Yeah, true.
But today is slightly different, as normally we'd ask you for a song. Today we need Friday Tunes.
Friday Tunes.
Friday Tunes.
Friday Tunes.
Friday Tunes.
This morning for our One More Tune story, we're going over to Switzerland, somewhere we haven't been before in the One More Tune territory. And this is something I did not realise until today. And that is Switzerland has been stockpiling reserves of coffee since World War One, and that is in preparation for shortages if there was, say, a natural disaster, if there was a war. Oh.
Traditional Switzerland music.
Love this.
Just thought you might like it.
Yeah, I'm getting into this.
Have it in my folders, Swiss music.
So in Switzerland, they think if there's a war or a natural disaster or some disaster, they have stockpiled enough coffee to last every single person in the country for 3 months. And they've been doing that for over 100 years.
To be fair, there was a bit of history with the Germans and that, and they probably had every right to be a bit nervous back then of getting invaded. So that's probably why they started it. I don't think they need to be nervous anymore though.
So what the other things they stockpile is sugar, rice, yeah, animal feed, that kind of thing. But is coffee that necessary? You know, if there's a tsunami rolling in, you want your cup of coffee.
Jesus. Am I seeing that or are you seeing that?
And I bet you them being Swiss, I bet it's stockpiled really neatly. Yeah.
Oh yeah. But it's all going to change because this week Switzerland have announced that actually coffee is not essential for life. If we are in a natural disaster or if war breaks out, coffee's not going to do us any favours. So they've announced from 2020 no one is to stockpile coffee anymore.
Question, miss.
Yes.
What happens to all of the 100 years of coffee that's already been stockpiled?
They're going to drink it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all right. That's not good.
If anything, like, because the Swiss are one of the biggest manufacturers of like coffee in the world for your machines, because they make Nespresso.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And for the last 100 years, it's been part of Nespresso and Nestle and everyone to keep a reserve of coffee that would be there for people should they need it.
So does this mean because there's now not a shortage, it's going to be a little bit cheaper to buy?
Oh, hopefully.
Or else they could throw it into the sea like they did in the tea party.
That was tea.
Was that? Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm learning new things today. It's a history lesson. Here we go.
It's a Friday tune from that. I'm going to go with Avicii, Wake Me Up.
All right. Wake me up
when
it's all over.
FM's Big Breakfast.
Because coffee wakes you up.
Yes.
All right, okay. Thank you.
Glad you said it.
Thank you. So, what Friday tune would you like to hear? 0877 98 98 98 based on that story.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
So don't call me up. Mabel, don't call me up on 98FM. It's coming up to Cowboy Time. That is 10 to 10.
Nice. Suzanne came in here just to tell us about a story from Switzerland.
Yeah, Switzerland have just announced this week that they're going to stop stockpiling coffee. So this is a practice they've been doing since World War One, just in case an emergency happened. They have enough coffee to feed everyone a cup of coffee each day for 3 months. And only now they're realising, actually, probably don't need to do that. Is coffee that important?
Well, no, yeah, it's important, but you can order it online anyway, so there's no need to stockpile it.
Starbucks, there's no getting rid of that, whatever emergency happens.
Yeah, if anybody tries to invade Starbucks, good luck.
Stand there for ages in the queue.
Jennifer in Rathfarnham, you say, how about, okay, because it's Friday, we don't need coffee, so lose yourself. I kind of see where you're going, but I don't know. And then this came in. What was this person's name? Hayden in Finglas. You said, right, because it's coffee, you're definitely trying to... Wake me up before you go, go.
Well, I think if you took a vote, can we play that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because by far the majority of people in Dublin at the moment want one specific song.
Yeah, and there is a coffee shop nearly on every corner named after this song as well.
You are welcome.
Father James.
Father James.
Faithless Insomnia on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.